see it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colors that are brighter, deeper, and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today.
Federal budgets always feature so-called winners and losers, and many in the disability community feel they're in the latter category this year.
I will proudly table this petition in the Senate on behalf of the 13,000 people who have signed it. All of us in the disability community are united against these savage Labour cuts to our NDIS, some $37 billion.
Greens Senator Jordan Steele John has been a vocal critic of cuts to the National Disability Insurance Scheme, which were the largest source of savings in the budget this year. Health Minister Mark Butler says around 160,000 people will be diverted off the scheme before 2030 as tighter eligibility rules come into play.
We know that for so many disabled people and our families in the community, the NDIS is the difference between being able to get up in the morning and maybe have a shower a couple of times a week, maybe get out in the sunshine, get a job, connect with friends. All of these services and supports have been put on the chopping block by Labour and savagely cut in this budget.
Just who will be kicked off the scheme is still being worked out, and the scope of the budget cuts didn't come as a surprise. But People with Disability Acting CEO Megan Spindler-Smith says that hasn't lessened the anger and anxiety being felt by her community.
We are deeply devastated by what has occurred overnight. We are hearing that the government is basically finding savings on the backs of people with disability.
Leading up to the budget, the government was keen to highlight how sharply spending growth in the scheme has increased. The NDIS will cost around $50 billion this year, and that had been projected to reach an annual cost of $70 billion by 2030. Under the upcoming changes, the government projects spending will grow more slowly to $55 billion by 2030, with the aim of ensuring ongoing sustainability and social license. But the question of who will be diverted has not been answered yet.
We'll be working with people with a disability on that question. We'll have to have a technical advisory group to go through the process of moving essentially from a system that provides people with entry to the NDIS based on a diagnosis. So we can get a diagnosis, find a doctor, pay the often thousands of dollars to get that diagnosis you're in, moving from that system to what was always intended, which was to assess the person's functional capacity.
It's likely people with autism will be among those affected. As promised, the budget includes $2 billion for Thriving Kids, a program for children with autism or mild to moderate developmental delays. States are expected to match that federal funding and play a greater role in providing foundational supports for children who don't meet the stricter criteria coming to the NDIS. But some state leaders have already said they can't provide like-for-like supports as participants start to be shifted off the NDIS. Mark Peach from Every Australian Counts says cuts have deeply affected the disability community.
Not only into the future, but up until this day, these changes are already echoing and reverberating through our communities. At Every Australian Counts, we've got people from all over this country that have been writing in sharing stories of plans that are being slashed, lives that are collapsing, and unfortunately, in some cases, lives being lost.
The government is due to introduce its legislation on the issue in coming months.
We're still yet to see the modelling around a lot of these changes. We're still yet to see a draft of the legislation. There's so many unknowns that are creating fear in our community, and we need to acknowledge that and start to work constructively together where the government engages with the disability community, stops the slashing, stops the cuts, and works to actually fix the system, which will help to drive those costs down in the long term.
T. Mitchell, SBS News.
See it to believe it. The newest revolution in TV technology. Now at Harvey Norman. RGB. Changing the way you view. See colours that are brighter, deeper and more vivid. Watch movies with ultra-realistic picture quality, making them more cinematic than ever before. Play smarter with real-time gaming optimization. Incredible clarity every time you press play. Built-in AI assistants such as Samsung's Vision AI, as well as Gemini and Copilot, can automatically adjust picture and sound quality and remove audio commentary, putting your focus on the game. Alongside content analysis, searches and more, your entertainment experience can be truly customized. Experience the new 2026 TV lineup at Harvey Norman today.